This is an iHeart podcast.
Blue states. Looks like it's getting worse out there. Dave Marcus is going to join us. He moved from one. COVID is back in the news, and so is the vaccine. Carol Roth, all that's coming up on I'm Right. The GOP race for the speaker. Oh, I know that's all you've seen in the news today. It's all you've heard on the radio. It's all you've seen on TV. Kevin McCarthy fails on the first ballot. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Are the Democrats going to... I feel like I'm alone right now. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you're with me. But I feel like I'm alone right now and saying, I don't care. Why should I care? Someone give me a reason to care. Now, maybe you should say, maybe you're sitting there saying, well, Jesse, you crazy? The Democrats, they're going to spend, if we give it to them, they're going to spend all kinds of money. The Democrats are going to, they're going to fund the LGBTQ insanity. They're going to pass gun control. What do you mean you don't care? 15. I don't even have enough fingers. 15. There's 10. There's another 5. That's how many Republican senators joined with the Democrats to pass a gun control bill. That was like 15 minutes ago. And you probably remember, just before Christmas, 18, even more than gun control, 18 Republican senators joined with the Democrats to pass. I mean, I don't even have enough time in the show to go through all the crap, all the LGBTQ insanity, not securing the border, funding the IRS, increasing funding to the DOJ and the FBI. It would take an entire show to go through all of it. So it's not that I'm in the tank one way for let's get McCarthy in there, let's not get McCarthy in there. I'm completely indifferent to the whole thing. I don't care. Why should I care? You know when I'll start to care? Here's when I'll start to care. I will start to care the second we get a political party in this country that stands up for me and my values. The second we do, man, I'm in there, tooth and nail. Count me in, I am your fighter. Until that day comes, I don't care. Do I need to remind you how many $1 trillion or close to $1 trillion bills sailed right through a Republican House? Tons of them, all the time. I don't care. Here's what I do care about. I care about saving the country. And I understand that saving the country will not come from Washington, D.C. There are two L's that are going to save this country, legal and local. Legal and local. That is our path to saving the country. It's not going to come from Washington, D.C. It's not going to come from taking up arms and fighting some stupid civil war that kills about 10 million Americans. No, legal and local. That is how we will save the United States of America. So you know what I care about a lot more than who's Speaker of the House, Hakeem Jeffries, Kevin McCarthy, Bozo the Clown. You know what I care about? I care about a school board, Southern California school board. People got it done, went out, ran for school board. People who'd never run before took back the school board from the communists who were destroying their children and promptly banned critical race theory. That's the win I care about. Those are the wins that will save the United States of America, not the Speaker of the House. And don't get me wrong, while I applaud the local school board race in California, and I think that's great, I'm still here telling you and will continue to tell you every single day to move. And this is why. You know, you've heard me say it a million times that COVID, during COVID, that was the great sorting. I call it the great sorting for people. You found out during COVID, during the height of all that insanity, you found out the people in your life who you can trust and who you can't. And that was a painful revealing process for many people, right? That guy you work with, you thought was great, had a beer with him on Fridays, tended to a nut job, screaming at you, pull your mask up! Yeah, you can't trust that guy. Friends, relatives, I have story after story on my email inbox. Moms, dads, sons, daughters, sisters, brothers, cousins turned into nut jobs. You can't trust that guy. You don't have to stop loving. I'm not telling you that, but that person is forever to be not trusted now. You found out who they were. That was the great sorting for people. But there was another great sorting that took place in the last couple years. We talked about this before, too. The midterm elections in 2022. No, they didn't go exactly the way we wanted. Neither did COVID. It didn't go the way we wanted. We turned into a lockdown disaster. But there were still great benefits we can take from it. You see, the great sorting for people is not a negative. It's a benefit. I want to know if I can or can't trust my sister. Turns out I can, but I would want to know if I couldn't. The great sorting for 2022 after the midterms was the great sorting for your area. It wasn't a people sorting. It was an area sorting. Is your state salvageable? Or is your state something that should be abandoned so you can go be free and your children can be free after you and their children after them? Michigan. Michigan's gone. After two straight years of horrific lockdowns, they went out and re-voted that hag governor in and also gave Democrats supermajorities in the state House, state Senate. Michigan's gone. I love Michigan. Beautiful state. You should move if you live there. It's gone. It cannot be recovered. California? Want to hear about some of the things California's passed? It's a sanctuary state officially for transgender kids by, and I quote, protecting the use of drugs or surgery to provide gender-affirming care. By the way, that gender-affirming care, always keep in mind whenever they use that term, they're talking about your son chopping his penis off and your daughter chopping off her breasts as a teenager. That's what they're talking about, just so you know, not to put too fine a point on it. Another law allows the state to take action against doctors who dissent from the COVID narrative, meaning if your doctor decides that, say, something like ivermectin is beneficial to you and may help you, it's now against the law. The state can go against them in California. Jaywalking's decriminalized because of racism. I swear on my life, I'm not making that up. Loitering for prostitution has been decriminalized, and nurses are now allowed to murder unborn babies without the doctor in the room. So allow me to ask you something. Why are you staying there? Why are you staying in New York? And I know there are, you probably have answers. Maybe you're answering the TV right now. Maybe you're saying, Jesse, my mom lives here and I'm taking care of her. Man, I get that. I get that. Maybe you're saying, Jesse, I'm in a job. I'm 2 years from retirement. I can't leave. I get that. I understand there are reasons why people can't go. You're never going to get any judgment out of me. But if maybe you can go, and you understand that this only continues to go this way, right? As the red states start to become, thank you, Lord, more and more anti-communist, and the blue states become more communist, you understand that life only gets worse in the blue states, and the red states will be the place where your family can be free. Look, and here's something else. Maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I don't like that strategy. Jesse, I hate when you talk like this. Jesse, we can't just bail. Okay, well, let's just say I give you that argument. Okay, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter that you feel that way and I feel this way. It really is, it's not significant. It doesn't even matter which one of us is right and which one of us is wrong. People are already going. They're already leaving. You see, California and New York led the United States of America in people leaving. Whether or not you choose to participate in the blue state exodus, you should understand full well it's happening no matter what. Blue people are moving to blue as red states pass these anti-abortion laws and whatnot, as they should. People are moving to red when they want to live under those values. Shoot, and credit to the communists, Governor Kathy Hochul's telling people to get out.
And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong. You don't represent our values. You are not New Yorkers.
Man, I can't believe I'm saying this. I totally support and agree with Kathy Hochul. If you're a big Trump supporter, get out. You don't represent the values of New York. New York has different values than you. You should leave. Here's an idea where you should go. Oh, I don't know, a state that's run by this guy.
Freedom lives here in our great sunshine state of Florida. We reject this woke ideology. We seek normalcy, not philosophical lunacy. We will not allow reality, facts, and truth to become optional. We will never surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
On a more practical level, well, I mean, look, you know who you want to be your governor, but on a more practical level, on a more just you and me talking level, do you feel safe in these blue areas now? I don't need to talk about the machete attack in Times Square, because it's way beyond that. It's a new headline every single day in these blue hellholes from L.A. to New York City and everywhere in between. Do you feel comfortable there? Look, I live in Texas, but I'm in the Houston area. I'm not in Houston. And I'll be honest with you now. We never go into the city anymore. And I would never send my wife and kids into the city unless I was with them armed. Even though they're armed all the times, I just simply won't go. Why? Because we have the same judges, same DAs, turning all the violent hoodlums loose. They are raping and pillaging their way through Houston, and I'm not putting my family in danger. And here's something else you have to accept, and I know this is difficult to accept. Your blue area that's now a crime-ridden disaster, there's zero indication right now that it's going to turn around, none. We've had challenges to everyone from the LA mayor to Newsom to all these other people. There have been challenges of people trying to stand up, and they continue to fail time after time. The blue areas aren't going to get better. They're getting worse. I brought up New York. In New York, they're blaming all the high crime on white supremacists.
White supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers. They want us to think twice about our safety before we worship, before we get on a subway, before we go dancing with our friends.
It's up to you. All I can do is continue to warn you, continue to tell you what's coming. If you're in a red state, man, I have high hopes. I feel like we're going to keep winning these local elections. We're going to start taking back our state houses and state senates. We're going to have good governors. We're going to become anti-communists. The blue states, you know where it's going. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Dave Marcus moved from New York, diehard New Yorker. I've hung with Dave in New York, diehard New Yorker. He moved. Talk to Dave a little bit about what that's been like. I bet it's been hard for Dave. But before we get to that, let's get to this. You've heard me talk to you a lot about you getting stuck in a timeshare. You're probably, if you're stuck in one right now, experiencing something that many people are across the country. You're finding out that they've opened up your timeshare to the public. Doesn't seem right, does it? The public? What? Yes, as they get more and more desperate for money, you get less and less out of your money. Your money, which is now doubling. You want out? I get it. Lone Star Transfer will get you out. They've helped over 18,000 homeowners, timeshare owners, get out legally and permanently. They can help you too. You are one phone call away from freedom. 99% success rate. All right? Call 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. Or LoneStarTransfer.com. We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
There has never been a mayor in the history of this city that is doing more in the prevention area like I am. I visited Rikers Island more than any mayor in probably in the history of this city, talking to inmates, correction officers. And so you see my prevention plan to stop the pipeline, and you see my intervention plan to go after those dangerous individuals in our city.
I love this guy. I want to be a politician. It's just got to be hilarious to lie like that. Joining me now, my friend Dave Marcus, obviously columnist with Fox News, Daily Wire, Daily Mail. He's an author. You know we love Dave here on the show. Dave, All right, you're a New Yorker, or I should say you used to be, but you are really a born and bred New Yorker. You're the most New York loving guy I know. How's Eric Adams done on crime up there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that Eric Adams is visiting Rikers Island, which is the jail there, because criminals aren't. Right, you know, at least he's there. The criminals aren't, because we, you know, there's this. I almost said we. New York has these bail reform laws that really just turn the system into a turnstile. So even people who are arrested for very violent offenses, they wind up just right back on the street over and over and over again. I mean, we just saw, you know, Robert De Niro's house was burglarized by somebody who had 20-30 of these arrests. So whatever Eric Adams is or isn't doing, you know, besides partying all night, apparently, it's not working.
Okay. Is he popular there, Dave? We're going to move off this here in just a second. But I am always curious about that because New York City is a different kind of a place. They'll love a mayor that America hates. What's the thoughts on him there?
Yeah, I don't think that he's enormously popular. I think he's more popular than Bill de Blasio was. But I mean, Collor was more popular than Bill de Blasio. So, I mean, it's a, you know, he hasn't gotten the job done. And it's been frustrating because some things have gotten better, right? I mean, there had been just like blatant selling of marijuana and other drugs, like right out on the sidewalks. That's not happening anymore, but it is happening in the bodegas. It is happening in the stores. So he clearly hasn't established law and order in the way that he promised to. And I think people are still hopeful, but they're losing a bit of faith.
Dave, you moved. Now, we're not going to go into all the reasons and things like that, but you moved. You're the most New York guy ever, and you packed it up and you moved to West Virginia, which is just a little bit different than New York City. Be honest with me. I don't care if it's bad. How are you surviving, brother?
Oh, it's great. No, it's. I really like it. I mean, I can't. My cigarettes are so cheap. You know, the people are lovely. You know, I got to get my car situation sorted because it's, you know, not a walking state. But no, it's great. You know, I wanted a change. This wasn't about politics. It was more sort of personal and you know, a different experience for my kid and stuff like that. But and professionally, the last few years, I've spent a lot of time around the country talking to New Yorkers, talking to Americans, sorry, outside of New York and Washington, D.C. And I find hearing their stories and being able to tell their stories amazingly fulfilling because they're not told enough. And that's kind of what I want to soak in here and incorporate into my work.
I love it. All right. California just passed 5 new laws. They're all horrible. It's not just New York that's going the wrong way. California seems to be going the wrong way faster than even New York is. What's going on?
I mean, it's unbelievable that, you know, probably the most controversial one is this sanctuary state for transgender kids, where, you know, you have states that are having very serious conversations right now, states like Florida and Texas and other places, about whether it makes sense to allow young children to have these procedures, many of which are irreversible because they think that they're a different gender. Now, you and I both clearly have a stance, which is that this is completely crazy. But California has decided to go all in, not just for its own citizens, but for the whole country. And, you know, it's terrifying. I mean, you have situations where, like, there's dads or moms where the other parent is doing this and they can't stop it. I mean, it's really scary stuff.
Dave, conservatives must embrace the progressive strategy of losing to win. This is your headline. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I think that the best that we were all disappointed by the midterms. I think a lot of people thought like, oh, well, we should have gone more to the center or stop talking about abortion or, you know, stop talking, you know, about Trump or whatever it was. But losing in politics has its own kind of power. And I'll give you an example. The best example is Barack Obama. Between 2008 and 2016, while he was president, the Democrats lost, I believe, 11 Senate seats, 62 House seats, and almost 1,000 seats in the state legislature. But what else happened? In 2008, when Barack Obama ran for president, he ran against gay marriage, right? He ran, that's a position that no Democrat in the world has anymore. And that's less than 20 years ago. In 2008, the Democrats' position on abortion was safe, legal, and rare. Now they throw abortion parties and think that it should be on demand right up until the time of birth, maybe even after. So through losing, he was able to move the Overton window of the Democrat Party so far that we can't even recognize it anymore. So I think conservatives in the Republican Party need to look at that example and say, sometimes it's okay to lose if in fact you're moving that window in your direction in the broader conversation.
All right, let's talk about something that is uncomfortable. So I'm gonna do something very, very rare for me, as you know, and I'm gonna be careful with my words. Virtually everybody either saw the video or has heard about that horrific incident in the NFL last night. I don't watch it. I did see a little clip of the video, and all I wanna say is we just wanna pray for that person's family going through all this right now. I'm not focusing on that part of it. The part I'm focusing on is this, Dave. People were getting angry today because a bunch of people who are hardcore anti-vaccine, as I pretty much am, but a bunch of people who are hardcore anti-vaccine are coming out and immediately blaming the vaccine, which we don't know yet. We obviously don't know that. But what I've told people is, how are you surprised that this is the reaction from people when forever you beat these people over the face? You lied to them over and over again about everything, and then you beat these people over the face. Every time an unvaccinated person died from COVID, every time Dick and Harry couldn't wait to go to social media, look at this stupid idiot. He got what he had coming to him, and now you're complaining that this is coming back your way. How do these people not see that society's response, society seeks a balance? This was inevitable.
Yeah, I think that's completely fair. And I'm with you. I don't know what caused this. I'm not a doctor, right? That was pretty much my position throughout COVID, right? You were sort of balancing, things, unintended consequences, like all kinds of different stuff. But you're right. I mean, the number of lies that we've been told in regard to COVID and in regard to the vaccines and in regard to the boosters, you can't be surprised when people are suspicious about this stuff, because people don't trust the information that they're getting and they don't have a good reason to. And that's really a huge problem. And the way to fix it is not with disinformation boards. I mean, that just makes it worse because the disinformation boards are lying to us.
Dave, you are the best, my man. Enjoy West Virginia. If you've not done so yet, which you probably already have, or you're going to, take your kid to the caverns. They have these incredible caves and caverns there. You're going to nerd out on them. And we used to go all the time as a kid.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Be good, my brother.
Thank you, Jesse.
You know what Dave needs? Puffing on a heater in that house like that. You know what Dave needs? Here's what he needs. He needs Eden Pure thunderstorms in there. That's what we need to do. We need to line it up with Eden Pure and get Dave a 3-pack of Eden Pure thunderstorms. He may need 6 or 9 in that actual house. But these things are so miraculous at cleaning out the air. I've had smokers tell me, Jesse, it actually made my car smell good again. Jesse, it actually made my living room smell good again. They're not covering up odors in your air. That is not what Eden Pure Thunderstorm does. It cleans your air. Not just viruses and mold, odors, gone. I've had people tell me they'll unplug it when they're cooking a delicious smelling dinner because it will eat up the dinner smell. That's how awesome these things are. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse gets you $200 off a 3-pack. All right? EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse. We'll be back. All right. Let's have a heart-to-heart here. It's just you and me. All right. I'm not going to judge you for any personal medical choices you've made in the last 2 years, unless you were terrible to someone else. Like, if you were terrible to friends and family during COVID for any reason, then I think you just generally suck as a person and we're never going to get along. I am judging you then. But your personal decisions, I don't judge you for that. I get people emailing me all the time, Jesse, I took the vaccine, I'm so mad at myself. Jesse, I'm mad at my employer for making me do it. Jesse, I took it, I regret it. Jesse, I did that. Whoa. You were a victim of the most massive propaganda campaign in the history of mankind. There's never been anything like it. It was hard to withstand that, and maybe you were forced You got a family to feed, but mortgage to pay. Maybe you did have to do it. You're not hearing any judgment from me. But can we finally stop with this absurd belief out there that it works? Okay, I gave it plenty of time. And you remember when it first came out, I wasn't anti. I was, let's just wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and see. Does it work? Doesn't it work? It's new. They rushed through the trials. I want to wait and see. Well, it's January 3rd. Is it already January 3rd? Man, it is. It's January 3rd, 2023. The year's flying by. It doesn't work. There's a reason these people who've had 3, 4 shots, 5 shots keep getting COVID time after time. Is the shot giving it to them? I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know. But it's clearly not keeping them from getting it. And this is something that anyone with eyes and ears now can observe for themselves. It's not difficult. And it's so bizarre that the normal person, like you, whether you took it, didn't, whatever, the normal person, they know that now. You're looking out there, you see that, it's very obvious. And yet, the elites of this country are so lost, so stupid, so corrupt, so out of touch, that they're still out there acting like it works. Here's President Biden, also known as Jill Biden.
And especially take care of your health this year. Go get that COVID vaccine and get your flu shot.
Well, we are looking forward to a big celebration tonight. Thank you very much for being with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you
and to all of America.
To all Americans.
It doesn't work. What is the reason then? Have you ever asked yourself that? Because that's almost always the question you want to ask. Okay, doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. Why the push still? Well, I think if you do a little research and you look at the industries that spend the most money lobbying the federal government, I think that's exactly where you will find your answer on why they're still pushing it. And here I have a hint for you. Are you ready for this? It's not about your health. All right? Look, there's probably no bigger piece of trash on the face of the planet than Dr. Zeke Emanuel. He's just a world-class piece of garbage. On record is saying old people need to die and things like that. So this is not a good person. Even Zeke Emanuel's out there saying, it's not working.
Unfortunately, the antibodies, therefore, we have from infection or vaccines don't seem to work. Individually, for your viewers, Andrea, the best thing they can do at the moment, and I know a lot of them are resistant, is masks. N95, really high-quality masks.
Okay, so he's half right. They don't seem to work. They don't work. It doesn't work at all. But a lot of this is this, too. We no longer have, and you know this because you watch the show, we no longer have institutions that can be trusted anymore. They're all corrupted. They're all corrupted by the same ideology. And so none of it is designed to do what it's intended to do. Right? The vaccine is not supposed to stop coronavirus. It's supposed to make big pharma and the government a bunch of money. It's not intended to stop it. The energy secretary right now, Jennifer Granholm, she's dedicated herself to destroying energy. She's not out there to help energy, she's out there to destroy it. That's how corrupt and terrible and twisted we are right now. The Center for Disease Control. You know what their new big push is? Is it stopping the flu? Or maybe let's keep Ebola out of America? No. The CDC now has LGBTQ inclusivity in schools as a tool that they use, which encourages teachers to be gay/trans activists in school. Your Center for Disease Control is now no longer interested in preventing disease, treating disease. No. The Center for Disease Control is out there making sure your child is a loyal servant to the U.S. of gay, our new country. Maybe you didn't know that's where you live now, but you most definitely do. Clown world we live in. All right. Finally, let's wrap up with this. And this is probably a really, really important point. I mentioned the U.S. of Gay. You've heard me mention it before. It is important, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you, that you understand You're an outsider now. You are now. You're not the culture. And we've always called the left counterculture, right? They're counterculture. Counterculture revolutionists. No. They're the culture now. They own it all. They're in the books. They're in the movies. They're in the education system. They're in the sports. They're on the cop cars. You don't believe me? Take a look at this lovely cop car in Miami.
It's real. It's really f***ing real.
They're the cop cars. They're the culture. You are the counterculture. That sucks, but it also just means this. You have to conduct yourself as a counterculture revolutionary would. All right? All right. Now, we're going to have to be strong for this, are we not? We are. We got a long slog ahead of us fighting against the U.S. of gay. It's awful. You know what you're going to need? Testosterone and energy. That's what you're going to need. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to choq.com. And what you're going to find there is a sea of natural herbal supplements. Not more big pharma filth blowing up your heart. Natural herbal supplements from a hardcore anti-communist company. Fellas, go grab a male vitality stack while you're there. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's amazing. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, female vitality stack. You ready to stop needing that afternoon cup of coffee? More energy, more focus? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. So get a subscription, save money. You cancel it anytime if it doesn't do what I tell you. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back. Well, there's something about our economy, and you can think it's good or you can think it's bad. I guess it's probably a personal opinion, although maybe not. Our economy is consumer-based now. We used to have a manufacturing economy. Now we need consumer spending. I think that's horrible because it's more based on how people feel. But let's see what Carol Roth thinks about it. Let's see what consumers are doing. It is a new year after all. So joining me now, our friend who needs no more intro on this show, recovering investment banker, author of the book, The War on Small Business, my friend Carol Roth. All right, Carol, we just had Christmas. We just had the New Year's, just had Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and every other holiday they mix in there. Did we spend any money in this country?
We did. We love to consume in this country. As you mentioned, our economy is about 70% consumer based. So what the consumer does has a big impact on the overall economy. We just came out of the retail sales season for all of those holidays that you mentioned. And I think the technical financial term for how we did is meh. M-E-H, meh. So basically, retail sales increased about 7.6%, which is a little bit less than last year. The challenge is, as you can imagine, those numbers are not adjusted for inflation. So that means that the consumer had to spend more, but the actual inflation-adjusted impact on the economy was about exactly even since last year. The big challenge, Jesse, is how the consumer is financing all of this. And they are basically financing this by killing their own wealth. We had savings for consumers, personal savings, that peaked in about September of 2021 at about $2.3 trillion. That has come down by the third quarter. So before the holiday season, third quarter of 2022 was about $1.5 trillion. And if you ask the heads of the big banks, if you ask the heads of the big banks and the economists when that's all going to run out, that is going to be the middle of this year. So it means that people are saving less. They're putting more on their credit cards. Credit card debt is nearing $1 trillion. And because people have jobs and because they have this wealth effect, because their housing prices have generally increased over time, it means that the consumers are dipping into their own wealth to finance keeping the economy afloat, which really takes us down the path of you owning nothing.
Okay, well, this is all very this is very scary, and we have a lot to unpack here. I want to focus on something a little bit different first along these same lines. Okay, Carol, so this is what I take from that. When I hear you tell me people are draining their savings, people are putting all the money on the credit card, what I hear is people are worth less because of inflation, yet they're trying to maintain the same standard of living they had before with less, with their dollar going, you know, a lot shorter distance than it was before. Do I have that about right?
You do, and there are a couple of reasons for that. One is because the job market is still robust. We have the supply-demand imbalance in the jobs market. So more people have jobs and their wages are increasing, although it's not keeping pace with inflation. But if people aren't seeing, oh, I'm getting laid off and I'm not going to have a job, they feel more empowered to spend. And then because their housing values have increased, they figure, oh, well, maybe I can take a home equity line of credit, or maybe, you know, I have more wealth than I think that I do. Oh. And then they're going in and they're dipping in and they're taking on more debt. So they really are killing that personal wealth, like you say, to keep up with the Joneses or the Kardashians or the Fed or the government or whoever the heck it is that they're keeping up with. But it is all on their backs and they're feeling like they're going to be okay. But really, their net worth is going down substantially. And as I said, you're going to end up owning nothing.
Just as a quick side note, sorry, Carol, I just have to get this out there. It feels like an appropriate time to tell people. I had a little talk with the guy I invest with today, everybody, and we had a little bit of money set aside after Christmas. We wanted to invest, as we try to do in our house, yeah. And we could have picked a savings account or we could have picked the market, and I said, it's up to you. What do you think? And he said, let's stick with the savings account for a few months. So just a heads up, everybody, that's the finance advice I'm getting from somebody who knows. Just so, anyway, Carol, all right, people are really taking out home equity loans, Carol?
Yeah, so we're starting to see things like that. As we said, with the credit card debt, we're approaching $1 trillion in credit card debt. and then we were going to start to see more people dipping into their home equity that they have, you know, kind of a repeat of some of the bad behaviors of the past because the home prices had been inflated so much by all the money printing, by all the Fed intervention, by bad government policy. So they feel like, okay, well, this is wealth that I've earned and I can use it. But again, then you're not building wealth. You're taking that money and you're spending it and then it's gonzo. And there's no guarantee that the housing prices are going to continue to move in the same direction.
Carol, what should people be doing with their money? Because it is a difficult thing to go through a period of time in your life where your standard of living is going down. I've actually been there before. I've been out of work, yeah. And it sucks. You know, no, we're not going to Red Lobster this Friday. Actually, we're having Kraft Mac again. It is difficult, but what should you do?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your personal sacrifice. I know how much Red Lobster means to you, but what a good example you're setting for everybody. Yes. By willing to have an austere life. And I think that's the reality here. Do not take on more debt. Cut your expenses. Do not dip into the areas where you have built up wealth and equity. Continue to make investments, particularly in places where you can get some sort of extra bonus for it. Like if you have a 401k matching plan from your employer, definitely max out that out, even though the market is going to be choppy for some period of time. If you have your employer matching that, that's going to be a good benefit for you. So you need to be doing those things. And also really be thinking, especially Jesse, on the trajectory that we've talked about for a while, what's happening with the money printing and this country, investing in hard assets, you know, whether that may be some land that has a productive use, maybe some precious metals like gold, things that actually have tangible value that you own that you can use as a hedge. You know, it doesn't have to be your whole portfolio. It can be 5 or 10%. Talk to a financial advisor to see what makes sense for your risk objectives. But have some of these hard assets as a hedge, because as we know, there is no fiscal responsibility in this country. It is not going to change anytime soon. And you want to make sure that you've got some preparation for that. So it's about the austerity. It's, you know, investing, overspending, and it's about creating some hedges.
Okay, I think you said one thing positive so far, Carol, about housing values, home values. Home values are
yes.
up?
Yeah, so even though it may seem with these crazy mortgages, mortgage rates, but we've had a huge supply-demand imbalance in housing as well. There was an overbuilding going up into the Great Recession financial crisis, but what happened is after that, they stopped building homes because there was so much supply in the market at that point in time. So the estimates are that we're underbuilt by probably 4 to 5 million units. So between that and all of these corporate buyers who've been flush with cash, who have been coming in and competing with you as an individual to buy a house, there's a little bit of a floor in terms of the pricing. So right now, in order for us to be like in that same place where we were during the Great Recession financial crisis with, you know, millions of homes underwater, housing values would have to come down 40 to 45% from where they are now. So that is giving people, again, you know, this feeling that, oh, we're doing well and I've got a lot of room. But again, that's your wealth that you've created and it may come down some. So don't burn that on, you know, spending on a family trip or something else. Just lock it down for a little while. We are like 99% going to have some sort of a recession or a continued stagflationary period where prices eventually will come down. Wait it out and do not wreck your wealth. We want you to be wealthy in 2023 and beyond.
Okay, I think you probably answered this question, but what is the Carol Roth prediction for 2023? I'm as dark as you can get about it. I think we are heading headlong into a big old-fashioned bubble burst. But you tell me, are we?
So it all depends, in my opinion, on the labor market. If we get companies at the point where they just start firing people, they're not hiring people, and people start losing their jobs, then that whole wealth effect, this whole consumer keeping up with the Joneses, that is going to go away, and that will roll over in terms of the economy. If not, if that stays strong and we don't get that change because we have so few workers to fill those positions, then I think that we end up in this period of continued stagflation where prices remain elevated. The economy kind of does nothing. But again, the individual is killing their wealth in that period. So you're not going to see it, Jesse, in the economy. The economy is going to kind of be, you know, muddying along. But where you look at it is at the individual level, and you're the one, you're having a personal recession. And that's what I'm really, really concerned about. So again, you have the opportunity personally to stop that from happening in your own household and to spread the word. But it really, in my opinion, the linchpin here is the labor market.
Carol Roth, you're the best. Come back soon.
Love to see you.
All right. We got to lighten the mood next. Gosh, we need it after that. Hey, we got to find out, right? While we do that, here's something for you to do. Go become a First TV supporter. You enjoy watching The First? I know you do. Go become a First TV supporter. You get access to things other people don't. Go to thefirsttv.com/support and sign up, all right? You'll enjoy it. We'll be back. You ever see the show Veep? It's a show on HBO. I would need to stress, you know how this is a family show? We don't cuss, we don't do anything that your kids can't watch because I know families watch. Veep, not so much, not one for the kids, but it is a hilarious show. And there's a great episode on Veep, it's hilarious. She's just this horrible person because she's a politician and all the people around her are horrible because they're Washington, D.C. people. And she talks about going to get ice cream. And one of the guys said, yeah, we'll do it. It's called normalizing, doing things that she wouldn't normally do to try to make her look like a normal person. I have always found it hilarious when politicians try to do this, when they try to do things they clearly don't normally do, but they want to make it look like, I just want to have a beer like you and me. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona was at the Rose Bowl, and he got called Mark Lewis.
Rose's Miss Gabby Giffords, alongside her husband here, Senator Mark Lewis. Gentlemen, Miss Amy, would you please?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
This is an iHeart podcast.